KFWB, KFWB HD, KCBS FM HD3, Los Angeles. KFWB, News Talk 980.
Good afternoon to you, Cindy Dole here, and this is Home Wizards, a very special Home Wizards because we're on the road. We're going to be on the road for several weeks because all kinds of exciting things going on today. It is the Go Green Expo. What is that? Well, if you've ever been thinking about ways to, I'm sure you have, save money, save energy, do the right thing for the environment, and as it all relates to your home, there's all kinds of, 200-plus vendors here at the LA Convention Center surrounded by it, all kinds of new innovations, and we're going to talk about it over the next 2 hours, ways to do things. Little changes, big changes that add up to hopefully some big dollars that you're going to save and really some huge energy savings, which makes a lot of dollars and cents, don't you? The state has been telling all of us, come on, get on board. There's this program called Energy Upgrade California. And if you haven't been to the website yet, it's energyupgradeca.org. And you'll be hearing more about that in a minute. But with me is Lauren Rank, who is very closely connected to this program from the LA County side. In fact, she even has an office called the Office of Sustainability.
Yes.
So welcome,
thank
Lauren.
You so much for having me,
and
Cindy.
So you've had this office, well, the county has for a year.
More than a year now.
So that's how green LA County is.
Oh, we're very green, and we're moving towards the green.
Yeah.
Yes, we're moving there faster.
So for those who haven't heard about this whole energy upgrade thing, how would you sum it up? You have to be a homeowner, right?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Energy Upgrade is a really exciting program that homeowners can take advantage of. There's rebates available to do a whole home energy efficiency retrofit that will reduce your energy, reduce your utility bills, and make your home healthier to live in.
And more comfortable, too.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Which is always a plus, because I think everyone has a different motivation for this whole going green. It might mean because we're just really passionate about saving the planet.
Absolutely.
It might mean because, you know what? Well, we just want to save money. Or it might mean because, hey, my child has asthma, or I'm worried about health side effects, right? Or a little bit of all that.
A little bit of all. And
yeah.
What we're going to do is we're going to provide you with a little bit of offset that initial cost,
mm-hmm.
and then you're going to see savings almost immediately on your utility bills.
Really?
Absolutely.
So the program is now about a month or so old,
mm-hmm.
right? How's it going?
Oh, we're seeing a lot of interest in the program. Mm-hmm. Our website in the first month and a half that we've been up has had over 65,000 hits.
Really?
We're having people contact contractors to start their projects,
uh-huh.
learn more about the program and the rebates that can be available.
And when you say rebates, that's always like, whoa, your eyes light up, money's coming back. It can be up to about $4,500.
So we're talking about some big money here, $4,500 back.
And so where does that money come from?
Oh, it's coming from a couple of different sources.
Yes. It's from Santa.
I wish. So actually it comes from all of us. Our ratepayer dollars go into energy efficiency programs that are run by our local investor-owned utilities.
Mm-hmm.
And so we can take advantage of those monies. Also, the county is providing some incentives using some of our ARRA funding, our Recovery Act funding that the county received to do energy efficiency programs.
Mm-hmm.
And we're
mm-hmm.
offering that money to the homeowners within the county so that they can help make a difference for us as well.
And of those 65,000 people that have checked out the website, then what are they doing? Are homeowners saying, hey, I want to have my home assessed now, right? Because it's all about first having some kind of an audit to see where do I stand.
Exactly. A website's a great place to get some more information about the program itself and even start planning your project. But
right.
in order to really have something specific to your home and your needs, you need to call a contractor and start that discussion with somebody who's really well-trained and qualified to provide you with the guidance to start your project right.
Mm-hmm. But an energy audit is more than just somebody coming in and just kind of looking around casually. It's almost very high tech.
It can
right?
be very, very high tech. The goal is to make a package that meets the needs of the home and the homeowner. And the best way to do that is to understand what you're starting out with and where you want to go.
Mm-hmm.
And so oftentimes that takes some pretty technical, testing to understand, where the home's at
mm-hmm.
and what the best measures are going to be to get it to be more energy efficient.
And when we say energy efficient, that's everything from heating and cooling,
mm-hmm.
right? The windows.
Oh, yeah.
The HVAC system, the
And then there's a lot of things that people just don't think about, like insulating your attic. That can create some huge savings. Insulating your pipes on your hot water heater can really cut down on your energy use. And those are some of the little things that are pretty pretty cost efficient and can save a lot of energy. And then you get those things done and you move on to the larger projects like replacing your HVAC system or getting new windows.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe even going solar.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I mean, solar is a big deal, but it really makes sense to get your home really efficient before you try to generate your own energy, because it doesn't make sense to have all of your energy leaking out of your building when you're paying so much to create it.
And I'm guessing that most of us in Southern California, our homes do leak energy.
Yes. Most of the homes in Southern California were, are older and were built before we had comprehensive energy codes. Uh-huh. And our energy codes have gotten more and more efficient over the years, which means that the homes that are older and older really aren't at the same level as new homes. So there's room for improvement in almost any house in this state. Mm-hmm. And it's great to have the opportunity to utilize these rebates to do something that's going to help the homeowners themselves. Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want you to explain a little bit more for folks who are just catching wind of this. How do they participate as a homeowner? And then is the assessment enough to get money back? I'm guessing not. You've got to then make that change.
You got to make the change. You got to make the commitment and go forward with the project.
Okay. When we come back, we're going to learn more about this Energy Upgrade California program. Not only a way to make your home more efficient, but also more comfortable, and then a contractor who has been helping homes and homeowners. We're going to learn from him, what kind of money are you saving, not only from the rebates, but from these great new efficiencies in the home that are going to make you feel so comfortable and so smart. You're listening to Home Wizards. We're live at the Go Green Expo at the LA Convention Center. Come on by and say hi. We're in the South Hall. Cindy Dole on KFWB News Talk 980. We're back after this.
Stand up. Seem to go that you don't know what you've got till it's gone. They paid paradise, put up a parking lot.
Welcome back. Cindy Dole here. Special Home Wizards. We are live at the Go Green Expo at the LA Convention Center. And if you are anywhere in the neighborhood, heck, if you even aren't even in the neighborhood, come on over and say hi. We're in the South Hall where we're learning about all the latest innovations to save energy and save money and just do some good and help you with those most important spaces that we love to enjoy. And that, of course, is home sweet home. So one of the things that's going on here in our state, we're really on the cutting edge. It's called the Energy Upgrade California. And we've been talking with Lauren Rank, who's with the LA County Office of Sustainability, about how you, as a homeowner, can get involved. So, Lauren, if someone who's just catching wind of this for the first time wanted to get involved, step one is to get their home energy assessment, right?
And the first step is actually to go to the website more about it and contact a contractor so you can get your home assessed.
So the website is energyupgradeca.org. Mm-hmm. Okay. So now you're going to get your home assessed. What's going to happen with the assessment? They're going to walk through and look at all these different nooks and crannies and see where we're wasting energy.
And they're going to provide you with a proposed scope of work and some estimated savings.
Okay.
And then it's the homeowner's opportunity to choose what elements they want installed in their home.
So they might just have the assessment and say, whoa, I can't afford this, but they aren't going to get rebates just because they had the assessment.
When the work is completed, the rebates will be provided.
And then how is that proven that the work was done?
The contractor works with the utilities to provide all of the information that's needed about the project itself, the installation, and there's even a really, really intense quality assurance program to ensure that the projects under this program meet all of the standards that will save the energy that we're looking to save.
Now, when we go to your website, you have contractors that have passed some kind of test. Mm-hmm. And why is that important?
It's really important to choose a participating contractor because they understand the program, they understand how the rebates work, and they'll help to guide the homeowner through the program and get those dollars.
And are they're LEED certified, or they know how to do things in a green way?
Our contractors are very well qualified. Mm-hmm. Some of our contractors are Building Performance Institute building analysts, certified building analysts, which means they're able to handle the combustion safety testing that ensures that the projects are safe for the homeowners.
Okay.
So it's really important to have a contractor that has those qualifications so that the projects meet our standard of quality.
Well, one of them is right here with us, Stephen Rawls with Reese Construction.
Yep,
so
with
Reese. Reese, tell us, how's it been going so far? Are people just going nuts? Got to have my home assessed? I'm worried. I'm wasting energy. I mean, what kind of reaction do you hear?
I mean, once people understand the program, people absolutely love it. I mean, when they hear about these rebates and when they realize that it's going to rebate you anywhere from 50 to 80% of your project cost, this is a huge difference. And you're going to save money on your energy bills. I mean, it's almost a cash-making proposition in year one if you utilize the program appropriately or effectively.
So after we get our home assessed and you say, okay, Cindy, your home is the pits. Your HVAC, you're leaking, you know, heating, and I mean, in the cold months, you're blowing it in the hot months. I mean, today's going to be a really summer-like day. Our AC is going to start cranking
on,
right?
People are running air conditioners today. Yep.
And
we're getting phone calls today.
So all of that's going on, but then you're going to say, can we just take baby steps? Can we just fix one thing, like change out our air conditioning unit or do something that way to get some money back?
Absolutely. One of the biggest roadblocks we find is that there's this perception that in order to have a home retrofit, it needs to be a very costly proposition, that it's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars. And that, in fact, is not true. I mean, we present almost a menu of items, and you can select the items, and we tell you what, you know, your savings per investment dollar, what has the quickest payback period, and what's going to be the most impactful. But if you start with the basics, if you start with the fundamentals of just improving your home, doing things like insulating your home appropriately, sealing your duct system so you don't air condition your attic in the summer, sealing your building envelope so when you run that air conditioner, you don't leak all of that air. Those are just kind of the foundation, the building blocks, and those are just, you know, anywhere from $2,500 to probably $3,500, $4,000, and you're going to generate significant savings. We've had homes where we've been able to project up to 25% savings just doing some of those basics.
So if we can come up with the money, and Lauren, is there some kind of a program where you guys are going to help us to pay for these projects, or that isn't available
under
to
Energy
us?
Upgrade California? You can find some financing that's going to help you pay for the projects.
Great. So we can get some financing, and then we go to a guy like Steven, and you're going to assess the home, and then we're also going to make a change or two that will quickly see the energy savings on our bills, plus then we come back to Lauren and say, Lauren, okay, give us our rebate. Something like that, right?
Absolutely. I mean, it's almost even better than
money's
that.
Money's falling from the sky,
In instances, you can have a contractor like ourselves where you can assign the rebate to that contractor. So it's an instant rebate to you. If it's a $4,500 home retrofit, you're doing a new duct system and a building envelope, sealant, and insulation, and you're going to project $3,000 savings, well, that's instant. You assign it. So your out-of-pocket cost is down to $1,500. I mean, there's 0% 12-month financing that can be offered for something like that. You're looking at an environment where you're almost going to save more in year one than you're spending in year one.
Now, you have been working on a guy's home who, I guess, is a 100-year-old home, I want to say, right?
Yeah.
It had a lot of things wrong with it.
Beautiful home from the outside, but when you got into the guts of the home, it was a little frightening.
So those utility bills are going to really change, I'm guessing.
I mean, the thing about California is you see homes that are 110 years old, you see homes that are 2 years old, and all different types of construction. You see homes that use, you know, $1,000 worth of energy a year, $5,000 worth of energy every year. His home happened to be this beautiful old Victorian home, but, you know, it leaked like a sieve. The duct system was in shambles. There was zero insulation. So when you get a home like that where you're going from zero to what we think, you know, should be standard, you're going to see huge, huge savings.
And the savings are going to range from what to what?
You know, we were doing a pretty basic pack. We were reducting the entire house. We were insulating the walls in the attic. We were sealing the building envelope, so attic air sealing, to get rid of all the penetrations to the interior wall cavities into the attic space. We projected 25% savings, and he's in L.A. County, so it's a $2,500 rebate from Energy Upgrade California. The L.A. County bonus is an extra $500, so he's going to receive $3,000 back, and we're projecting the 25% energy savings. In his case, that's about $750 a year. But I will say that the caveat is peak energy usage is peak energy savings. So if you have these improvements done now, you're saving all summer when your bills spike for your air conditioning load. If you wait and have them done in, you know, October, November, then you kind of miss out on that that peak saving season.
And Lauren, how long will this money be available? I mean, I guess it's just until it runs out. The rebate money.
The program for this cycle of the rebate money will go until the end of next year. But,
oh, really?
But we're hoping that the Energy Upgrade California program gets refunded and we can keep this program going and reach
forever
houses across the state. Exactly.
Well, isn't this going to roll out to the rest of the country?
We hope. I mean, it's a statewide program right now, and we're hoping that the Department of Energy sees the value in programs like this. And
setting a standard,
right?
Steven, so when you went out to some of these homes over the past few weeks to assess them, Can you think of one example where the home was just, you couldn't believe it? I mean, they were wasting hundreds of dollars every month in energy.
You see them all the time, and it's atrocious. And when you show people pictures,
it's frustrating. I'm sure these people are so frustrated. I mean, it's enough to see the bill and be socked with that. But then when you realize that these leaks that are going around your home,
and you show people pictures, and they haven't been in their attic in 2 or 3 years, and they are just absolutely distraught that, you know, my contractor kicked my ductwork and it was completely separated, and you know, it was just dumping cold air into my attic. Or, you know, I paid somebody to insulate my home, and they went up there, and the insulation was floating over all the joists in the attic, and wasn't installed correctly. They wasted thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, people hate it when you point out these things, but they love it when you fix those things and when you do the right thing, and they can start enjoying that healthy home and that comfortable home, and they don't have to live in fear of a, you know, $350 energy bill or something.
So changing out the windows is a good one, right? Are you doing a lot of the window?
We do less window swaps or window changes than you would think. You know, the reality is it's a little costly to change windows. A lot of times you can weather strip around doors and windows. You can shade windows appropriately, whether it's window film or sunscreen. You can get, you know, 80% of the effect of a new window at 10% of the cost. But if you are swapping your windows, absolutely dual pane, low E vinyl windows. You know, you want to be energy efficient, and it does have an impact. I would say number one bang for your buck, we always look at, you know, the duct system. If you have a duct system that's leaking severely, I mean, it's, you know, it's a few hundred dollars to fix, and it can be hundreds of dollars in savings immediately. And then insulation is kind of 1, 2, and 3 on everyone's list. I mean, if you haven't insulated appropriately yet, I can't help you.
Well, thank you guys for sharing more of the tips. And so, again, the website is energyupgradeca.org to kind of get the ball rolling, right? And just kind of get smarter. And you can sign up for things there.
Mm-hmm. And you can even create an action plan that helps you plan out your energy efficiency retrofit.
Isn't that helpful? Mm-hmm. Thank you, Lauren Rank with LA County Sustainability, and Stephen Rawls with Rias Construction. And what is your website again, Stephen?
Our website is riashome.com. That's reeishome.com.
And energy upgrade. CA.org. All right. Thank you, guys. And everyone, continue to get smarter about having your home energy assessed and then thinking about those changes. Mm-hmm. Make that change. All right. It's still ahead. We continue to talk about ways to be green here as we're at the Go Green Expo.